And what's very interesting on quite a few of these books is that we have the Jewish candlestick, or menorah, as it's called. And in between the branches of the menorah, we actually have a statement that says, in its original language, "Elect Beitom." Now, that's a Hasmonean Hebrew statement that, when I translate, says, "I will walk uprightly." Now, that's very interesting, because what it's saying is that I will walk uprightly in the presence of God. And it's a statement that is recognized by scholars the world over about spiritual resurrection. It's talking about the upright man whose spirit walks tall, because he walks in the light of God, which means that he therefore obeys the strictures of God. He does God's work. This is a statement that tells us about a man who is spiritually enlightened, somebody who has reached that point of self-awareness wherein they have become extremely responsible, responsible to the degree that, having realized the sight of God, that they cannot go back from that moment onwards to their old ways. And this would kind of indicate another aspect of the Lord Jesus Christ, who himself walked in the light of God, whose own words were indicative of living the good life and being fair to your fellow man. And "I will walk upright" was a fairly common saying, apparently, in first century Judea. But the fact of the matter is that it came from somewhere. And obviously, in being a fairly common statement, it has a certain importance all of its own. And it's to be seen all over the codices. And obviously, it's a statement that was made in tandem with the temple, because, of course, the menorah itself, in having this inscription written between its branches, the menorah was to be found in the holy place, in the sight of God, deep inside the Temple of Jerusalem. So obviously it's talking here about something very, very powerful, about the need to for mankind, for humanity, to be spiritually aware, to always be on guard against darkness, against bad deeds. And this is fascinating, because there are parallels in the Gospels for this as well.
But to be specific, when we left for the top of the hour, you're saying this would be the difference then between a physical resurrection and a spiritual one.
Indeed, yes. And certain of the Gnostic Gospels that also date to the first, second centuries, they also seem to make a difference, a delineation between the spiritual and the physical. Now, I'm not dismissing the physical resurrection, because there is something else about the books that seems to imply that as well. But it's early days yet, and I will have to describe that to you at a later stage. But what we're dealing with at the moment, and what the books are telling us, is about spiritual resurrection. And that, to my mind, is terribly important, because some of the early Gnostic Gospels, particularly the Gospel of Philip, state that it is necessary in life to become spiritually resurrect before becoming physically resurrect. And I think that's a very interesting statement, because, of course, spiritual resurrection implies all sorts of things. It implies a high spiritual standard, a high spiritual state. It implies a high moral state. And if we look at the words of Jesus Christ, and we look at his extraordinary teachings in the Gospels, we can see that here was a man whose profundity of mind was quite extraordinary, and yet he was a very simple man who lived a very simple life and said things equally simply.
Okay, so this speaks, though, to something else that scholars have debated about for a long time, which was the original, what many people would call the original ending of the Gospel of Mark, in which there is no resurrection story that's told, but there is an inference at the end, which is sort of left up to the reader, of the empty tomb. The original ending of Mark is that when the disciples go there, they find that the tomb was empty. And that allows the reader then to sort of suppose, was that a physical, was that a spiritual resurrection? What happened? And then to see later on that it appears as though later on there's another ending that ratifies the other Gospels of the physical resurrection. Do you see a parallel at all in the metal codices on this?
That's a really good question, and actually it's really well put, because that's precisely what I'm getting at. As we know, the ending of the Gospel of Mark came much, much later. I think it was written around about 240 AD. So that's a huge long period of time after the events they describe. And of course, you know, you just don't have the mention of a resurrection at the end of Mark. There is definitely this lacuna, or this empty space wherein, you know, you have to think for yourself, is it physical, is it spiritual, is it both, or is it not? I would suggest that the codices confirm definitely that there was a spiritual resurrection. And if we look at the great resurrection text in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15, he seems to more than imply that actually it was a spiritual resurrection too. And that's a curious point. We have to look here not in terms of the way we think today. We've got to look here in terms of the way man thought 2,000 years ago. And the idea to them of physical resurrection was to a certain degree anathema. They were looking to improve their spirit. You know, life was very tough. Life was extremely hard. There were no motor cars, no computers, no access to what, you know, today's modern types of technology. These people worked in a very harsh environment, in a very hot land where they had to till the soil and pay taxes, not only to the Romans, but also to the temple authorities. Their lives were completely taken up with the physical burden of existence. And so, of course, they looked to the spiritual in order to escape the circumstances of their toil. And they looked, therefore, to improve their lives through education and through awareness of the Gospels, or before the Gospels came along, through the Torah, as the Jews called their Old Testament canon. And so what you're looking at here is consistent entirely with the idea of a purely spiritual resurrection, that there is a life beyond this, that improvement in this life will improve you in the next.